past, are there any other significant events or factors that have contributed to your approach as a DSAG teacher in the areas of, you talked about some about personal, family, also social or political?
Well, I think a big turning point in my life was that I had been told all of my dance life since I was 12 that I needed to lose weight in order to be a dancer, and I needed to change my body, and felt like I tried and tried, and it just was not easy for me, and was always on a diet of some kind, and had an experience that in order to get into a professional dance company of the level that I wanted to dance in, they told me very directly, well, you're good, but you need to lose weight. And so I did lose weight, and I got in, and then gained some of the weight back while I was there, and was asked to leave, and that had a very strong effect on me cumulatively over decades. But why I love dance is because there's a feeling of freedom in it, and there's often great structure, but there's a freedom of the spirit in dancing, and this idea that a body had to look a certain way or be shaped a certain way in order to dance seemed completely counter to what I loved about dance. And it's an idea that's so prevalent in our society that it's hard to even realize that it could be an illusion, and I think it is an illusion. And seeing how directly it affected me and my career goals and my ability to get out there and do the thing I wanted to do made me want to address it very specifically in my work, and I started doing a series of projects that in which I was very consciously seeking out bodies that were not usually seen as dancers' bodies. So it started with trying to get people of all sizes and get fat dancers into the modern dance, professional modern dance context, and to explore what it meant to dance with fat and how that can be its own technique. So it's not like, there's the good bodies and everybody else, but that everybody has something very unique to offer. And then noticing how much in that for dancers who were told they were too fat to dance, they usually stopped dancing because they either would get a lot of criticism or not be allowed to perform. And so then they didn't train as much, and so they weren't as good. And so then it was this self-fulfilling prophecy of there was no way to shift it because the dancers that were the best were the ones that were told they were great or that they could keep going, and then they trained more and then they got better. And so trying to shift that, like trying to very, in a very direct way, shift that person by person and shift how we talk about dance and dance training. And then that led me to wanting to bring in even greater diversity and wanting to work with people with disabilities. And so I approached Axis Dance Company, which is a dance company in Oakland that is a pioneering company in dance with and without disabilities. And through them, started to work with a number of dancers with disabilities, found that to be incredibly meaningful and creatively inspiring. I felt like when there are dancers with disabilities in the room, there's an opportunity to get to what I think is the essence of modern dance, which is what I studied, which is about movement innovation. And so if everybody moves relatively in the same way, there doesn't have to be much innovation in order to get things done. But if people move in radically different ways, we have to be thinking creatively over and over again. We're challenged over and over again. And then that, I think, is what, for me, modern dance should be. So I see that as the next wave in my field. But it became more and more important to me to make sure there was people with very different abilities in every piece I did, because I feel like it took us to new places creatively. And it was felt important, it felt very much in line with my views around inclusion and accessibility. But that was almost secondary. I felt like what was really important about it was that it made the art better. And So that's become a huge part of my teaching, and then having studied with Axis Dance Company, and they are kind of at that highest level of professional dance with people with and without physical disabilities. And so for a while we were trying to set up a training program here for something like that. But what I found is I wasn't getting a lot of students with physical disabilities. I was getting a lot of students with cognitive and developmental disabilities and students with autism. And so that sort of shifted my teaching again of, well, how does... That's very different. That's a very whole different kind of... There are similarities in that it's working with diversity, but became very different. How do I engage people with these very different methods of communication? And so I feel like I'm in the middle of that research and trying out new things. Every year we do a big project. I do something called the Inclusive Interdisciplinary Ensemble. And it meets all year long through a series of classes. And it's students plus a whole bunch of volunteers that come in from the community. So it's alumni, it's community members, it's professional performers from my company. And the vision is that the more diverse our group is, the more beautiful it is. That, you know, good art is about dynamic changes, really, and things being different and contrasting, and then still working together. And so the more diverse our group is, the more interesting the work gets, and the more help I need to lead it, because people's needs are so different in the room, and both physically and emotionally and intellectually. And so bringing in volunteers to help who have been doing dance and theater for decades helps me work with a very diverse group, because then there's also people showing up in the class every quarter who have never danced before or have danced some but in a very particular style and don't have any relationship, as far as they know, with disability or inclusion, but just want to dance. But then they're taken on this kind of journey and become very, very interested in, or at least very knowledgeable and understanding of great difference. Mm-hmm.